We go right to the Revolution Hotline, where we have comedian Jim Gaffigan standing by, who will be in Little Rock on March 26th. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for letting me call in. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling in. We missed the connection the last tour that you did, so we appreciate you getting on with us this time around.
Surely.
Jim,
I'm going to dedicate my show to you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's the least I can do, right?
You have, we've watched a lot of your bits, and my producer is a huge fan of yours, and we've been spending a lot of time watching your videos over the last couple of weeks on the off chance that we might actually get you on the show. You talk a lot about food, and I think most comedians sort of have their things, I guess. And I wonder what's going on with you. You talk about food a lot. You talk about body image a lot, whether it's animals or humans. So I wonder what was going on. Is there something from your childhood we need to look into?
Well, I wrestled in high school, and you know, if you're a wrestler,
yes,
you develop a very unhealthy relationship with food, right? But I don't know. I never really, I think as I got older, my obsession with food. But I've had friends tell me that if a normal person had my attitude on food, that they would probably be dead or severely obese. But it's a passion, Like last night I ate a pint of ice cream, because I'm a winner. And my wife said to me, she said, you have an 8-year-old daughter. Don't you want to be at her wedding? And I was like, not really. No, I don't. Wait, is there going to be ice cream at her wedding? Because if you promised there will be ice cream, I still don't want to go. So I don't know. The food thing is, I like my material to kind of be universal. And I've found that most everyone eats. So
almost everyone I know does, yes. And those who don't aren't going to be at their kids' weddings either.
Right.
Jim Gaffigan joining us in the zone. Again, March 26th at Robinson Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. You are bringing all your kids on tour, though, so you may not want to be at the wedding, but you are going to spend a lot of quality time with them as you travel around.
Yes. I mean, I do love my children, and I have 1,000 of them. And so this bus tour is, we do a show a night, and we get picked up in New York City, and we go around and I'm thrilled to go to Little Rock, actually. I've never been to Arkansas, so this is my first time. And I hate being away from my children, so we get kind of a tour bus, kind of without the stripper pole, and, we drive up to a city, and I take them, I think in Little Rock, hopefully, I'll take them fishing, and then I'll go and do my show, and then the next day we drive off, I think, to Wichita. So I don't know what I'm going to do there.
You're going to get blown away by the wind, probably.
Yeah, It's very breezy. Right?
What are your preconceived notions of Arkansas, since you haven't been here?
Well, I know that Clinton and Huckabee are both from Hope.
Yes. Speaking of a guy with some food issues in Huckabee.
Yeah, what else? I know there's a Clinton library there.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, the Ozarks. I know that. What else is there?
That's pretty
good. I don't know. I mean,
usually people
good,
stop
right?
at Clinton. Yeah, I'm thrilled by that. Actually, most people just stop at Clinton, and we have all your favorites. We have McDonald's and Cinnabon and all that. So you're gonna feel really comfortable, I think.
Yeah. Well, but if I'm in Little Rock, what is the local dish that I should get? Is it barbecue or what?
Yeah, barbecue probably. There's a lot of good barbecue places. I actually just got off the phone with a former Razorback and NBA basketball player, Joe Klein, who owns a barbecue place in town called Corky's that you might want to pop in if the family likes barbecue. If you're a wing or you like Cajun food, we have a great place that is a sponsor of our show called Crazy Mike's. So you might like that joint. Lots of good stuff. And the kids, my kids love to go there. They've got great great chicken tenders, and that's all my kids eat. It doesn't matter where we go. It's either chicken, and maybe McDonald's, it may be a fine dining place. They want chicken tenders or chicken nuggets or whatever, some sort of chicken product, as I'm sure you probably are familiar.
They're very, that's the whole thing with kids, it's chicken tenders or pizza.
Yeah.
Having kids ruins pizza for the parent, because every childhood event is pizza.
Right.
The birthday, there's pizza.
If you could invent a chicken tender pizza, you probably could be a billionaire and you could retire.
Yeah, pizza little tenders.
Little pizza perfect. Tenders, yeah. That might be working
we
too.
We should go together. I'll just take 70%. You do all the work, and I'll take 70% of the profit.
That sounds fair. That sounds terribly fair. I'm in sports talk radio, and so people always come up to me and start talking about sports. Do people ever walk up to you and just expect you to be funny on command?
Well, yeah, I would say there's I certainly don't need more any more drunk people yelling Hot Pocket at me. And I've had people come up to me in restaurants and ask me why I'm not eating bacon. Not realizing that, my love of bacon does not mean an exclusivity. I'm a pretty approachable guy, I guess. So, there's a lot of food stuff. And if I'm in McDonald's, there's eating. There's a lot of people. But I'm on Twitter. I'm sure you're on Twitter.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that seem to tweet pictures of people that look like me. I don't know why they think that I would be interested in seeing a photograph of a 4-year-old guy that is out of shape with blonde hair. But they feel the desire to email that photo to me or tweet it at me.
I understand. Nobody ever does that to me. Although there is a Razorback assistant for the University of Arkansas that apparently does look like me, and I have had that sent to me on occasion. So I guess you look like a lot of people, maybe. That's the deal. I don't know. So tell me about the book, and again with the body issues and the food, Dad is Fat is the name of the book. Did one of your kids actually say that to someone? Because that's very helpful.
Yeah, now, if you got kids, you know this. They're learning to write, and they start off with pretty simple words like mom and dad. And the first sentence that my son, or I should say my former son, because I told him after he did this, the first sentence that he wrote was Dad is Fat, which is funny, but it's also... I mean, I was terrified of my dad. And so the book Dad is Fat is really inspired by how, I was an unlikely parent and an even more unlikely father of five. So it's about a lazy man's journey through parenting. And some of it is, my stand-up act is very much for everyone of all ages, and the Dad is Fat book is kind of focused just on parenting.
Well, I'm lazy. Is it an easy read?
I think, it's very easy. You don't want, there's nothing worse than, a book that you can't pick up and put down really easily. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. If you have kids or if you ever were a kid, you should probably buy it,
I'm both, so I got that.
Yeah. You got to get two of them, then.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, one for each eye, and then I can get it done in half the time. I'm sure you always get asked about your comedic influences growing up, but in addition to that, I would like to ask about the voice, the high-pitched voice that's sort of like Jim Gaffigan talking to Jim Gaffigan almost, or it's like you have these little asides and this very high-pitched voice. So I don't know if you picked that up from someone else or what that came from, I guess. Can you tell me how that all came about?
Well, that was an aspect of my personality that I was always talking for other people. I would do it even when I was trying to pick up girls when I was in high school. It was kind of a humorous way, and it was an easy way to diffuse an awkward situation if I was late. I'd be like, Jim, I can't believe you're late, So I started doing it in my act a long time ago, it's really kind of something that was part of my personality that I just kind of put in my act, and it kind of breaks a taboo because you're not really supposed to comment on jokes because that's perceived as insecurity. But we all have that inner critic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. My critic doesn't talk to me. My critic's an idiot anyway. I don't listen to him.
Yeah, forget that guy.
So it's March 26th. We're almost up against the time. I'd like to keep you on longer, but you know how the people who put these things together get really angry at us and don't let us get anyone on again ever if we go over our allotted time. So I'm going to let you go, but... March 26th, we look forward to seeing you here in Central Arkansas coming up in the near future. Now, will you tailor your show to some degree to work in some Arkansas, or will there be any Clinton
jokes?
I'll
try and, I try and localize a little bit, just because, what I've learned, usually involves like a local food thing. So it's, what I ate. So I'll try and kind of integrate some of that. You know, okay. People in the audience know my point of view, so it's usually kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing the show, my man. I appreciate you coming on today. Enjoy your time in Arkansas. I hope it lives up to your lofty expectations.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Jim. Thanks, man. All right, take care.
Bye.
Jim Gaffigan, very funny guy. And we've got some of those bits that he was referring to. I'm not playing the Hot Pocket bit. I'm sure everybody's heard it before, so we'll skip on that one. Let's go ahead and take our – you know what? Let me get this call in here because we are at the SEC tournament. We will be talking about